up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, we're off. Well, we're off all the time, but we're off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming at you for another week, stack of polka records that have got to be played. They're begging to be played. You can hear them over in the distance. Play me, play me. So we got to get these records on the air, darn it. I got work to do. So if you're ready, hey, singing, dancing, listening, whatever it is, we got the records for you this week. Here we go. Starting off with the Golden Star Polka. It's Dick Cousins Orchestra. I tell you, some high-end tuba work in that one. It's the Golden Star Polka. It's Dick Cousins Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. It's old-time because it's polka music, and they're oldies because everything we play on the show comes to you from phonograph record. So that means I had to be back when records were still being made, which takes us back into the 80s somewhere over 40 years ago. And we play records go back to right near the turn of the century every now and then when we because we feature a 78 every week. And every now and then I pull one out that goes back to the early 1900s. So you never know what you're going to hear here on the Oompa Hour. For example, now you're going to hear Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds and the Lala Kazoo Polka. And I feel I must warn you that there are kazoos in this song. All right, there you go. There were kazoos. I warned you, the La La Kazoo Polka. It's Don Judlowski's Viber Sounds here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Old time oldies every week right here. Glad you're along for another round of records. I think I got a few in the stack this week that we don't hear very often. I mean, when's the last time we had Don Judlowski's Viber Sounds on? I mean, it's been a while, right? All right, let us press on. We have the Flat Top Polka. My question is, what did the writer have in mind when they came up with this song? Because when someone says flat top, I think of an acoustic folk guitar, a flat top guitar. Like Roseanne Cash sang in that song, a flat top box would be an acoustic guitar. I think of a flat top. Then the next thing I immediately think of is a haircut. Remember, you used to go into the barbershop, give me a flat top. So I don't know what they're thinking of when they did this polka, to call it the Flat Top Polka, and it's Chaz Hicks and his orchestra. Doesn't say Charles, and I believe Chaz is an abbreviation for Charles. There's plenty of room to have put Charles on the record label, so I assume he prefers being Chaz. Chaz Hicks and his orchestra. Here's the Flat Top Polka. There you go, Chaz Hicks and his orchestra and the Flat Top Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Heard worldwide, I guess, when you think about it, because we have, I think it's 29 radio stations carry the show, like over the air. And once you're doing that and some of them are streaming, it goes worldwide. Any place they have the internet, they can listen to the Oompa Hour. That's kind of scary, isn't it? But anyway, want a quick talk about the World of Accordions Museum like I do every week. Invite you to pay them a visit. Pay them a visit online if you want. It's free and it's easy, and you probably don't even have to get up from your desk. You could be like my wife. You're sitting in your recliner in your living room, and you got your iPad in your hand. You just go worldofaccordions.org and check it out. There's like 4,000 accordions on display, and that is a respectable number of anything for any kind of museum, much less accordions. They have a concert hall, a nice concert hall. It's not like going into a gym in middle school, okay? They have a lot of activities, a lot of educational things, research materials. Oh, man, you got to check them out. Online, worldofaccordions.org, and you can see some of their displays. You can read a lot of history, a lot of good information there, too, for you musicians, non-musicians, history buffs, curious people, whatever. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org, and tell your friends, did you know there's an accordion museum? because people might think you're crazy. Just like there's a typewriter museum and there's a spam museum, for Pete's sake. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All right? Haven't had a Romy Gaws record for a while. I don't know why, but I do right now. Here's the Loudmouth Polka. There you go, Romy Gaws, his trumpet and his orchestra. That's what it says on the record. The Loudmouth Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I just noticed on the flip side of the record, it's 45. It's still got a 49-cent price tag from Goodwill on the other side. I usually get those off of there, but, you know, sometimes Goodwill stores use price tags that are darn near impossible to remove. You got to be really patient, and you got to use something. Sometimes you need a heat gun and lighter fluid. I'm serious, and you got to be careful so you don't warp the record or burn your fingers or whatever, but it can be done. And for whatever reason, I never got around to getting the label off of this one. But so thanks to the Goodwill people for selling me that record for 49 cents about a million years ago, because you don't see a lot of Romy Gaws records at your Goodwill store. Heck, you don't even see records at the Goodwill store anymore, at least not good ones. Let's do... Oh, Jackie Lee. This one, I got a lot of records in the show this week that haven't come around for a while. And this is called The Crazy Polka. And I'm warning you now, it's crazy.
Hey! Wow.
There's one with a little power behind it. Jackie Lee there. That is the Crazy Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How you doing this week anyway, huh? Boy, it's been weird here in Minnesota. Like 10 days ago, it was 31 below, and yesterday it was like 43. I don't know what the heck is going on around here. And it's melting. I can see part of my lawn. I mean, you know, there was a mountain of snow out here a week ago. Now I can see the lawn, and it's not really spring yet. We usually get our most snow of the year during March. So I don't know what the heck is going to happen with all this. But anyway, I'll keep tabs on the situation and report. I know those of you listening in like Miami and out there in California and down in Austin, I know you people are just thrilled to hear about the weather up here in northern Minnesota, right? Oh, man, let's do the Six Fat Dutchmen. It's the Dutch's Tavern Polka.
Down the street called Dutch's Tavern. Saturday night you will always find me there. I get a kick out of listening to the music. I get a kick out of dancing down at Dutch's Bar. Now when they play the polka, that rootin' tootin' hootin' tavern polka, the gang goes wild for polka. Say you should hear dancers cheer, play it once again, and when the drummer swings them, the clarinets and trumpets stay right with him. You feel so okay, doka. Your dancing feet will get a treat to Dutch's Tavern Polka.
All right, there you go, Dutch's Tavern Polka. And, of course, the Six Fat Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with me here for another week. Listen to the great old-time records. Now, I did this last week for the very first time, and I think I'm gonna try to do this every week, too. I've been throwing in little news stories here and there, little things I've read during the week, and I decided to make it like an official thing here with the official sound effects, because about 50 years ago in the biz, a consultant, which is a guy who isn't good enough to be on the radio himself, so he tells other people how to do it, that if you put the sound effect of a teletype machine in the background, even if you don't have one, it makes your news sound that much more authoritative. So let us head into the official Oompa Hour newsroom for this story today. The research has been done. The average adult man has enough fat in his body to make 7 cakes of soap, enough phosphorus in his body to make 2,000 match heads, enough carbon to fill 8,500 pencils, enough iron to make 1 nail, and enough water to fill a 12-gallon barrel. So next time your wife tells you you're worthless, you can back it up with the actual statistics. You are definitely not worthless. So there's our tidbit this week from the official Oompa Hour newsroom. And there really isn't one, of course. That's just a sound effect because it makes it sound authentic. Were you convinced? All right, I'm going to try to remember to do that at least one time each week. We'll see how it works out. Got the Dynadukes over here on turntable number 2. I have successfully selected our 78 of the week. In fact, I already picked one out for next week, too, because I ran into a couple of ones that I think are pretty good. The records are in good shape, and the tunes look good. The bands look good. So we're going to give a 78 a whirl here in a little bit like we do every week. I still have to pick out a waltz for this week. But dancers, have no fear. I will remember to get a waltz on for you. Right now, the Down Home Polka. It's the Dynadukes.
soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land, but if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
There you go. That sounded pretty happy there. The Happy Time Polka and the Chesney Brothers. No, that's wrong. That's the Dynadukes and the Down Home Polka. The Chesney Brothers are coming up. I thought that didn't sound right. That didn't sound anything like the Chesney Brothers. It's the Dynadukes. See, I got Happy Time and Down Home confused. It can happen. The older you get, the more likely that is to happen. Anyway, you're here amidst the confusion on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now that I already tipped you off here, see, I got confused. I want my brain went astray during that record, you see, because I found a bit for a screwdriver where you can put different kinds of tips in it, like a Phillips or a flathead or whatever you call it. And I found a Torx bit, if you know those weird little Torx screws that they use and stuff. And I don't know where it came from. It was sitting here in front of the console. And I think, let me look now. Let me get out my superpower glasses. I think it's one of those weird ones, too. Nope, it's a regular Torx bit. I thought it was one of the weird security ones with the hole in the middle, but it's not. So I don't know where it came from. Somewhere I have a set of tools that's missing a bit. And now that I don't know where it is, the odds that I'm not going to lose this until I find where it goes, odds of that, people? Real close to zero, yeah. Anyway, that's how I got distracted. I looked at another toolkit, and I'm like, nope, they're all in there. I don't know where this came from. Here's the Chesney Brothers. It'll be a happy time when I figure out where that goes. Here's the Happy Time Polka. Thank you. Chesney Brothers here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Good fiddling in that one. That's the Happy Time Polka. And let's see, what do we got going on? I got a waltz. I got to start getting ready for you here, so stand by for that. We have Ray J and the Carousels now, and Walking with Mary Polka. And while you're listening to this, I'm going to get our 78 of the week ready to go over here on the other record player. So stand by, old-time fans. There you go, the Walking with My Mary Polka, Ray J, and the Carousels here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, each and every week we always like to get a 78 RPM record into the show. Back in the days when the records were made out of shellac, you know, a lot of people think they're glass records, because they're not. They're fragile, though. You take one, smash somebody over the head, it breaks into a million little pieces. So don't do it, all right? But we try to do one on every show each and every week. I have one for you now. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. A nice-looking RCA Victor 78. I love an old-fashioned polka. Here we go.
I love an old-fashioned polka, old-fashioned polka. Old-fashioned polka, I love an old-fashioned polka like mother and dad used to do. Give me a girl who is pretty, country or city, long as she's pretty, then to an old-fashioned ditty, I'll wear out a hole in her shoe. Won't you be my lady fair? Such a handsome pair. When you're flying through the air, girls will blink, men will wink, 'cause your petticoat is pink. I love an old-fashioned polka, old-fashioned polka, old-fashioned polka. I love an old-fashioned polka like mother and dad used to do.
When the band goes and papa, oom papa, oom papa, hear my heart go tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why do you swing your miss-miss-miss? Don't be shy, kiss-kiss-kiss. Nothing can compare with this. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
shout, girls will pout, cause you're whirling me about.
I love an old-fashioned polka, old-fashioned polka, old-fashioned polka. I love an old-fashioned polka, like mother and dad used to do.
There you have it, Lawrence Duke Countess Red Raven Orchestra there. And I love an old-fashioned polka. There's your 78 of the week. Spinning around at 78 RPM. Don't watch the records, man. Make you dizzy and throw up and stuff. Got to be careful. Another 78 for you next week. Of course, because everything sounds great on a 78, right? Right. We had a fiddling record earlier. Here's one with a fiddling title. It's the Fiddler's Polka, and it's Happy Louie. And there you have it. That is the Fiddler's Polka. That's Happy Louie here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I get ready, dancers, because as you know, we do a waltz in every show, and the time has come. So if you need to move some furniture, make some dancing room there in the living room, in the kitchen, or wherever, or if you're at work listening or whatever, wherever you happen to be, turn up the show, get ready for a little dancing. Don Peachy and the orchestra will provide us with our waltz for this week. Here's the Forsaken Love Waltz.
Thank you.
right, dancers. At ease. There's our waltz for the week with Don Peachy and his orchestra. That is the Forsaken Love Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with me for another week as I sit here at the record players, manning the turntables and spinning these great old-time records for you. Don't forget, if you have a request or a dedication or a question or a comment or whatever it happens to be, multiple ways you can get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters. If you have a phone, dial phone, smartphone, flip phone, you probably turn a crank on the side and look for Sarah if you live in Mayberry. Anyway, area code 218-259-2985. A text message to that number or a voice message can be left at that number, 218-259-2985. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy to remember, oompahour@aol.com, since it's the name of the show. Send an email that way, or try for the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. It's just like Zorro, /Tim Zumpa Hour. All right, so there you go. I have Matty Madura and the orchestra up next. Another one of the outfits we don't hear from a lot on the show because I don't have very many records by him. Here's the Sunset Polka. Matty Madura and his orchestra, the Sunset Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, earlier in the show, we had a record or two where they were singing in Polish, and I was thinking, I need to stumble on a record where they're singing in German. Just so happens I did. I don't play this one often because, well, everybody's heard Will Glahe and his orchestra in chorus do the Lichtensteiner Polka about a billion times, I think. It was a very popular record when it came out. And even it crossed over into like mainstream radio play. It was an amazing accomplishment, actually. But so I tend to shy away from playing it. But hey, why not? And they're going to sing in German for you.
Ja, das ist die Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz. Da bleibt doch kein Lichtensteiner auf seinem Platz. Auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz.
Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen.
Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön.
Oh ja, so eine Lichtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
Der alte Herr von Lichtenstein,
ja, ja, ja,
der konnte nicht alleine sein.
Nein, nein, nein.
Er schickte seine Boten aus.
Ja, ja, ja.
schaut mir nach Musikanten aus und schickt sie mir ins Haus.
Die Musik legte los, da wusste klein und groß. Lichtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz. Ja, das ist die Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, da bleibt doch kein Lichtensteiner auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz.
Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen.
Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön. Oh ja, so eine Lichtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
There you go, Will Glahe and his orchestra, and the chorus, of course, and the Lichtensteiner Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think we're probably going to, easy squeak in a couple more records. I'll see what I can do. What do we have coming up here? Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you I had this one coming up, Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. Here we go with the Melanie Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go with the Melanie Polka with Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. As we start getting into the winding down phases of the thing here, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I have Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys ready to go. And the weird thing is, most of the time, it's just Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Every now and then, the record says the Lucky Harmony Boys. I've never figured out what makes some of the Harmony Boys lucky and some of them not so lucky. I don't know what the story is on that. But if you know, let me know, for Pete's sake. Here's the WOPA Polka. And there you go, a little Wally there, and the Lucky Harmony Boys, not to confuse with apparently the Unlucky Harmony Boys. I mean, the other records don't say unlucky on them, but they do say Harmony Boys without the Lucky, so I don't know what the deal is on that. I was hoping I could maybe squeak in another record, but yeah, that is just not going to happen here, because the next record I had laying here that I thought I might squeak in would have put me way, way long, as they say in the radio biz. So I guess we're going to put we're going to tie the ribbons on that one. That's what they say when you wrap something up, get it? Tie the ribbons on her. We'll close her up for this week, but yeah, I'm already working on next week. I have next week 78 already picked out, you know, so we'll be ready to go.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.